Blog Talk Radio.
You are tuned in to the NUC NFL Draft Bible Players Spotlight Show.
Welcome back to another episode of the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show presented by the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium. In case you missed it, we dropped our watch list, which can be viewed at cgsallstar.com, where it also isn't too late to nominate players as well. So if you're a player tuning in or know of a player that may be interested, go ahead and check it out again, cgsallstar.com. The 2017 College Gridiron Showcase kicks off on January 7th. And goes on through January 11th in Bedford, Texas. Also, don't forget, for the best NFL draft coverage, visit NFLDraftBible.com. Established in 2002, NFL Draft Bible has been bringing you the names that you need to know first since 2002. For a 30-day free trial, use the promo code DRAFT2016. As always, I am your host, Chris Sanifelt, and I'm now joined by Billy Reed, the senior wide receiver over at Southern Illinois. We're representing the Salukis this afternoon. Billy, we really do appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule this afternoon. How's everything going?
It's pretty good. You know, we're in the middle of camp, so we're on to our second week of camp. It's kind of a grind, and everyone's starting to hit that that wall with their body. So just trying to take care of your body and get ready for the season.
Absolutely. I mean, your schedule is very, very crazy right now, I got to think. And again, I mean, you guys recently began camp. Here we are, second week. I mean, fill us in as to what your offseason has consisted of, though. I mean, did you treat this offseason any different than you had in years past?
Yeah, definitely coming back as like a third-year start. And I've kind of watched a lot more film on myself, actually, and just kind of tried to improve some weak points in my game, kind of like my foot speed, or I saw some plays that I could have made if I after watching some film, and I kind of watched myself on film a lot more this offseason.
Okay, and you know what, you are coming off of a career year in which, I'll be completely honest with you, Billy, I did not see coming. I mean, you did start all 11 games, and you reeled in 56 receptions for over 800 yards and 5 touchdowns. That got you selected to All-MVFC second team. You're a first-team academic All-MVFC. So you also know how to get it done in the classroom, which is awesome, obviously. What all went into the breakout year that you had last season, though? I mean, and should we expect more of that this season?
I started as a sophomore and kind of just staying healthy really helped that out. My sophomore year, I broke my ribs, so I didn't really get a chance to be on the field for all 11 games. And just some of the tips. I mean, I played with Michael Pruitt, who's on the Vikings right now, and just some of the stuff I learned from the older guys playing when I was younger kind of led to a breakout season, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and just, you know, you bring up Michael Pruitt. I mean, you play with a lot of talent there at Southern Illinois. I mean, obviously the quarterbacks, Mark Iannotti, Corey Faulkner. I mean, the list goes on, and, you know, not to mention the talent that you guys have had on the defensive side of the ball as well. I mean, again, a lot of talent there at Southern Illinois, really expecting a big year out of you guys. But back to you, Billy. I mean, how much of an impact would you say that your wide receivers coach, Ashton Akins, had on your success, since you've made this transition to wide receiver? I believe you made this transition your junior, senior year of high school. Now here you are, I mean, 4, 5, 6 years into the position. I know Akins has only been there for a couple of seasons. I believe this is going to be his third year there. But how much of an impact has he had on your success there at Southern Illinois?
Yeah, I definitely think Coach Akins is the main reason for my success. I mean, when I got there, we had a coach Kalen DeBoer, who was the OC. So he was busy all the time running the offense, and kind of didn't focus as much on the ins and outs of receiver. And I think Coach Akins kind of took my game to the next level. I mean, he played receiver at Northwestern, and he kind of worked. He worked with me a lot. I mean, we put in a lot of work to my routes and everything, and just to get my route running to where it needs to be. I think that's kind of like a strong point in my game.
Absolutely, and we certainly seen that last season. I mean, you don't need to be the biggest guy. You don't need to be the fastest guy. Don't need to be the strongest guy, but, I mean, having those crisp routes could do so much, especially for a wide receiver or, you know, a receiving target tight end. And like I said, I mean, we've seen that last year with the breakout season that you had. Billy, we're just a few weeks away from your guys' season opener at Florida Atlantic. Now, I do not want to discredit the talent that's there in the Missouri Valley because, in my opinion, it's the toughest conference in all the FCS. But do you guys get more pumped up to open up the season against a Conference USA opponent in FAU that, you know, a team that you guys don't normally see on your schedule?
Yeah, definitely. We got a lot of transfers recently with Coach Hill taking over. A lot of guys from Florida. So, I mean, they're all so excited to go back to Florida and play in front of their families who some of them have never seen them play. But talent-wise, I mean, it's nothing different for us. It's just a different location, really. I mean, the Missouri Valley is so stacked. So, talent-wise, we're ready to go. But it's cool to travel to a different location than kind of like the Midwest, like where the Missouri Valley mostly is.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you can't beat Boca Raton, Florida. That's for sure. Again, we're chatting with the Southern Illinois Saluki standout wide receiver heading into his senior season, Billy Reed, here on the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show presented by the College Gridiron Showcase. And, Billy, as I mentioned, I mean, it was a career year for you last year. Now you're heading into this season. There's been some major changes. As you mentioned, I mean, Dale Lennon no longer the team's head coach after spending 8 seasons in charge of the Salukis. Former Southern Illinois quarterback Nick Hill, who was the team's quarterback coach and co-offensive coordinator over the last couple of seasons, is now your new head coach. I mean, if you could, I mean, how have things gone so far under Coach Hill, and what are some of the differences that you've been able to notice between Coach Hill and Coach Lennon?
Yeah, I mean, I played most of my career for Coach Lennon, but just seeing Coach Hill, the energy has completely changed. She's brought in kind of a younger staff, and just our practices are totally different. There's a lot more energy, a lot more, I don't know, just his personality rubs off on everybody. And I've noticed it throughout camp. Just Coach Hill has gotten things going, and I think he's going to be a great coach for this program and the guy to turn it around.
And another big change is obviously coming in at the quarterback position where Mark Iannotti is no longer at. As he graduated last year, we now have a quarterback competition with guys such as Josh Strawn, who was a standout over at Division II Stillman College, and you also got Sam Straba, among others. What's it like a few weeks away from the season opener, not really knowing who your starting quarterback will be, and how is your chemistry with these guys so far?
Yeah, I definitely think I underestimated how much chemistry I had with Mark. I mean, we were kind of on the same page for every route, and he really liked throwing to me, so I got the benefit of the doubt with all his success at quarterback. I mean, he was a great player, and I loved playing with him. But it's kind of hard getting on the same page with two different guys because we don't really have a starter yet. We were supposed to scrimmage on Saturday, and that would have helped the quarterback battle pan out a little bit, but we got rained out. There was a bunch of lightning and bad weather down here. But we're still looking for that quarterback to be named the starter, and we don't know who it is. And it's a little frustrating at receiver, but getting on the same page, getting the timing down with two different guys. So you really have to work a lot harder to compared to last year with Mark at receiver.
I mean, do you feel comfortable with the quarterback depth that you have right now? I mean, no matter who it is lining up under center, I mean, would you feel comfortable no matter who it is lining up under center?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel comfortable with either quarterback. I mean, I worked a lot this summer with Josh Strawn when he transferred in. We're the same age, so we kind of did a lot of work on the field. And I've been getting timing down with Sam Straub throughout camp, too. So I feel comfortable going in with whichever quarterback. Some of the plays will be a little different depending on who starts, but I think they both have a bunch of talent, and it sucks only one quarterback to play.
Oh, without a doubt. Now, obviously, you guys are coming off of a 3-8 season, which really could have easily been a 9-2 or an 8-3 season. I got to say, I've never really seen a team with so many losses by just one possession, you know, 3 points here, 1 point there, 7 points there. I mean, things just did not go your guys' way. With that said, though, Billy, what are both your individual and team expectations for the 2016 season, your last as a Saluki?
Yeah, I mean, we have so much talent coming back, too, and just we had so many turnovers that led to those close losses. And I think as a goal for our team, we just want to take care of the football and get into the playoffs because, I mean, you see – I think five teams got in last year from the Missouri Valley. and there's just so much talent. I think we definitely have a chance to make the playoffs. And just, I mean, last year's record, we're a 3-8 team coming back, but it could have been a lot different, and we're gonna make sure that doesn't happen again. So there's just some expectations for the team is playoffs, because just how good our conference is, and fight for that conference championship.
And let's keep it right there. I mean, I don't think there's any conference that is better than the Missouri Valley. I mean, the talent that's in that conference is second to none in the FCS, in my opinion. I mean, we all know about North Dakota State and the five straight national championships that they've won. As you said, there were five teams in the MVFC that were represented in the FCS playoffs last season. I mean, what's it like going up against these opponents week in and week out, where you just know heading into that week it's going to be a dogfight and you're going to have to give it your all? I mean, there's legitimately no teams in the Missouri Valley that you could sleep on.
Yeah, it's really kind of unlike anything I've ever experienced. You got to have it every week in and week out. And then, I mean, by the end of the season, you're drained just from bringing it every week. I mean, you can't take a play off. You can't take a game off. It's hard week in and week out, and it definitely – it's a physical league. I think a lot of people overlooked that, how physical the Missouri Valley is. I mean, we played teams from Liberty last year from – they were on the East Coast. I forgot what FCS conference they're in, but just the physicalness of the game was completely different compared to the Missouri Valley. So it's a grind throughout the whole year. It really takes a toll on the body.
Oh, yeah, I could only imagine. I mean, just 2 years ago, we had two teams in the Missouri Valley, going at it in the FCS National Championship game in NDSU and Illinois State. Last thing for you, Billy. Again, we really do appreciate your time this afternoon. Tell us on why people out there should keep an eye out on the Spookies this year. I mean, I'll certainly be tuned in. Not only do you guys have some intriguing pieces on the offensive side of the ball, but defensively as well. Why should people be on the lookout for Southern Illinois in 2016?
Yeah, definitely. There's something special going on down here. It's you can't really explain it. You just got to be around the program. It's going to turn around. I know for a fact. I think Coach Hill is the right guy, and we want to turn it around this year. And I think we have a chance. Just all the talent. We brought in a lot of transfers, a lot of JC and FBS dropdowns, and then even a D2 transfer. There's so much talent on this team, and There's just been a ton of competition at practice, and I really think we're going to have a good squad this year, just with all the guys we got. They're all good guys, too. They're all bought in. I think the Spookies are going to be pretty nice this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly great to hear. I agree with you. I mean, everything I've heard certainly sounds like Nick Hill has the program going in the right direction. And, Billy, once again, thank you very much for taking some time this afternoon. Really looking forward to seeing what you do as a senior, your last year at Southern Illinois. And it's gonna be a lot of fun. Once again, thanks for taking some time this afternoon.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he goes. That's the standout wide receiver over at Southern Illinois, Billy Reed. Joining the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show presented by the College Gridiron Showcase. Really had a heck of a year last year. Now some things have changed. New head coach. There's going to be a new quarterback under center. It's going to be interesting to see not only how he adapts to that, but the entire offense and team as a whole. But this is going to be a player that you're going to want to watch out for. I could certainly see him being named to the first team All-Missouri Valley if things go well. A lot of talent there. And, again, really watch out for this guy, Billy Reed, Southern Illinois. Special thanks to Billy Reed for giving us a call this afternoon. Until next time, everybody, we got some more interviews coming up later on in the week. And so stay tuned for that. Follow me on Twitter, at Chris Schanefeld. Follow NFL Draft Bible. This is presented by the NFL Draft Bible, bringing you the names that you need to know first since 2002. Follow on Twitter, at NFL Draft Bible.